And welcome back to the afternoon radio show on WGXC with your host, Randall Martin, and
Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, and we are back with our next guest, Miss Marina Bilak.
Hold on, she's gonna wait a minute. She's gotta unmute.
I'm here.
How are you?
Good. Yes, Marina Bilak Houghton. I'm married to this guy. I have to mention him.
Well, we're glad to know that, and we don't want to leave him out. Hello, Brother Houghton. How are you? Okay, so tell us about what's going on. The two of you are cooking something up. We want to hear about it.
Yes.
Well, yeah, there's this special woman filled with enthusiasm and pain. We as Ukrainians share these days. So I received a call from a Ukrainian Orthodox Church here in Hudson with question, Marina, do you know how to make dumplings? And me as Ukrainian woman, I took it as an insult. Of course I know. what a question. Pretty much that's how we get people together. But of course we have some who come to help who don't know what are those Ukrainian dumplings, how to make them. But they are ready to donate their time, and they're ready and willing to learn.
Now, what you call the dumplings, these are pierogies, what we call pierogies.
Yes, that's how you guys know them. You know, Ukrainian language, it's quite diverse, and Ukraine being the biggest country in Europe, if we don't count Russia, we have different dialects. So people from different places call these dumplings different way. I grew up with pierogi. People from Lviv call it vareniki, which means it comes from verb to boil. But it's same thing, whatever you call it, pierogi, vareniki, it's all good. It tastes wonderful. So far, people are very, very happy. But, you know, it's not about these dumplings, mm-hmm. and it's not about really food and feeding the people. It's for us a way, it's a gesture to reach out for help, because people come and we can talk to them, and we can provide more information, and people really want to know. They're really happy to hear our stories. People like me who have entire family in Ukraine, you know, my mom, my sisters, all my relatives, all my friends are there. And there are people like me in this church cooking. And so when we have other people come to buy food, it's a psychological help as well, you know, just to talk it out. And it's the time when people want to feel helpful. So for me, it's a big help just making that dumpling one after another. And I feel like people who come to support us, they also feel helpful, and that's how they want to feel. Because this war is so huge. It's so, you know, it's hard to put into words, and it makes us people feel small and helpless. At the beginning, that's how I felt. But just doing this simple thing, like cooking, you know, sharing the information, it does help, and it does bring this sense that, no, we are not helpless. Everything counts. Every little thing counts. Every post on social media, and every jar with food, everything comes together. And with this little things, we can make something bigger and make an impact and make a change. I do believe in that.
Now, we didn't mention...
We are delighted to have you here with us today.
Yes.
Because this way we get to help as well, and people to know what you all are doing, hear your story. You know, our prayers for you and your family and all of those in Ukraine. I just wanted to ask quickly, have you been able to hear from your family? How are they doing?
We are in touch every day, sometimes a few times a day, because thanks to Elon Musk, we have this internet coverage. So the worst thing that can happen if people lose the electricity, and it did happen to certain areas in Ukraine, then people cannot charge their phones. So where my family is, the situation is relatively stable. They did lose electricity a few times, but then it was fixed. So for now, I can call them and we talk, and you know, it's very important for my sisters just to hear that in this little town of Hudson, somewhere in so far away in America, you know, people come to Ukrainian church and they support our organization, and they donate their time, they donate their money. It always, you know, brings tears to my mom, because, you know, it's like strangers, complete strangers for my family who do care. Mm-hmm. And it uplifts their spirit. And it's important for me to see them smile, at least, that, you know, there are people who care.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Randall, you were going to say something as well.
Well, we kind of started this interview sort of in the middle. So I want to bring it back to the I want to bring back to the beginning, because your organization and you started this. It really is a ministry in many ways. Making the pierogies at the Hudson, St. Michael's Hudson Ukrainian Church, and you do this as a fundraiser for medical supplies to be shipped or gathered and brought back to the Ukraine during this devastating war.
Yeah. So, our organization, the name of it is Medical Relief for Ukraine. Mm-hmm. That's the full name. I'm responsible for social media, to get in touch with people as much as I can. And we accept donations from people and send directly to Ukraine. So we send our first support within first 10 days of war directly to Ukraine, to the National Bank of Ukraine, because after Ukraine, you know, the war started, the martial law was introduced, National Bank of Ukraine opened a special account where people from all over the world could send money directly to Ukraine, and the money was used for military help, for soldiers, and for medical humanitarian help. So our first donations we sent to this bank, and now we are getting in touch with specific hospitals who provide very high quality surgery to people who are injured, because these injuries, you know, they are not your ordinary injuries. People need high quality doctors, medications, equipments, all of that. So there's this hospital in Ivano-Frankivsk region. It's like 2 hours from my hometown. I actually went to college there. The name of it is First surgical military hospital. A bunch of doctors came together. Some came from abroad, and they bring their knowledge to operate this high, high skilled surgeries. And of course, it all needs money. Organization like us sends money to them, so then they can provide those surgeries and medications for free to those who need them. And those people who need them are soldiers, civilians who were heavily injured during the war.
Now, absolutely. And, as you mentioned, with your mom, there are many people in Hudson that really support Ukraine and believe in Ukraine. And when we had Father Pascal on, we had such an outpouring. And I spoke to a bunch of musicians, and we're going to do this event, the Hudson Rocks for the Ukraine, in which many of our local musicians are going to come this Sunday and put on a free concert at the church. In the grounds of the church, to raise additional funds and awareness for your program. And these musicians include the great Tommy Stinson, the bass player for Guns N' Roses. He's got his own new group, Cowboys and the Campfire. He'll be there. Famous piano player, local and international, Tony Corraldo, will be there playing. The wonderful ukulele player, Foggy and Otis. Foggy Otis. Very unique and good. And all these guys are good friends of mine. He's going to be there. Rick in Maryland, great local guitar player and vocalist are there. Brad Burke, the Dust Bowl Fairies, and the Sweet Life Music Project, which is my group, featuring Carla Page, are going to be there this Sunday, working to raise funds and awareness and support the good work that you guys are doing in providing medical supplies to the affected people in the Ukraine. It's almost like, it's hard to find the words to really kind of talk about this situation. How do you feel like something like this can help benefit the country, that has such great needs?
Something like this concert you described? Yeah. Yeah, it's a great example of people with talents came together who are willing to donate their time and the beautiful skills they have together to talk about this issue, to spread the awareness, because it is important to talk things, even if, for some people it seems to be obvious, but it's not, because everyone is, has to live their life. There are families to take care of, there are shopping to do, and the war is somewhere far away in Europe, but, the world is very small. We are all connected. Mm-hmm. This war impact the economy across the globe. So we cannot think anymore that, it's far, far away. No, here being in Hudson, we are affected by this war. And not just me as Ukrainian who has the family there. Average American who may not have any connection, no cultural, no blood connection with Ukrainian, we are all impacted. Look at our prices and just the sense of the injustice. It does impact us psychologically. I mean, my child is impacted, who is 3 years old, mm-hmm. because who sees her mom in distress. And I have difficult time to balance my emotions because I constantly read news. And see everything, photos, videos. My husband says it's too much. I have to take a break, but it's hard, right? And so to have such concert, It's a concert. It's music. It's beautiful. People come listen to music. Is this abstract thing that does not need words, right? It unites people, and we need this sense of being united. Absolutely. And that's what Russian military forces did not expect, that people will get united. We just can be grateful for this, that there are people who are willing to share what they know, playing musical instruments, singing a song, donating their time absolutely for free, coming and just spreading, you know, this horrible news. But this is the way to come together, wherever works, to bring people together.
Whatever works to bring people together. Ah, beautiful words, beautiful words. Well, what time is that going to be on Sunday, Randall?
It's going to be from 1, Sunday the 24th, this Sunday, from 1 to about 5:30 or 6, depending on factors and, you know, and musicians. But from 1 to 5:30 is the anticipated time. You know, one of the things that impresses me most about the Ukrainian people is the resiliency that you see, you know, from the exemplar of the president there, who was, not a trained politician. He was, I think he was a comic before this, a professional comedian, but he the poise and the bravery that everyone shows in the face of this huge thing is just, it's such an incredible strength that you guys show as a people.
Well, thank you. But, you know, I have to say that you can be surprised how you can be brave when somebody comes to your country and mm-hmm. tells you that there's no options. Mm-hmm. There's like, and that's what Ukrainian people face. We have no option but fight, because the ultimatum from a Russian side, deep to the core, it's about Ukraine is not the country. Ukraine is just a territory that has to belong to us so we can feel as empire. Otherwise, we don't feel as empire. And Ukraine, is one of the 15 republics of former Soviet Union, right? 15 republics. And if we don't count Baltic countries, it's the only country from among all those republics who exists for 30 years as a democratic country, because mm-hmm. we have, this is our sixth president. In Belarus, they have only one guy sitting from the beginning, from 1991 till now. All the rest of the republics, same guy sits there for all this time. In Ukraine, as the only country, we always have democratic election. We always have misunderstanding, which is great for discussion. People have to talk. People have to go to the streets if they don't like something. And that's what's been happening in my country. In the last those 30 years, we had two revolutions. We didn't like one of the presidents so much that he had to run because people went to street, because he lied to people. Mm-hmm. He promised one thing, and next day he switches back completely 180 degree. And people didn't like that. And that's very big difference if you want to know what's the difference between Ukrainian and Russian, because I get this question all the time when I moved to America back in 2012. So what is Ukraine? Where is Ukraine? Oh, it's near Russia. Well, you know, there is a history, very long history. It's complex, which is fine. You know, we can go all the way back to history, to Kievska Rus, if Putin wants to talk about. And the capital of that Kievska Rus is the modern capital of Ukraine. It's my capital, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the insecurity this guy feels, that without Kiev, he's not that power that he wants to be. And he has this agony that he has to have Ukraine, whereas his country is 28 times bigger than Ukraine. He has so much land that is not taken care of. I travel in Russia. I know that country. I had a show there as an artist. And there are poverty there, like in every country. But there is really strong poverty. A country that sells oil and gas to Europe and does not provide oil and gas to its own towns and villages, the villages that don't have even asphalt there. I listened to the recording of Russian soldiers in Ukraine, and they say, can you imagine, Mom, here in Ukraine, they have asphalt in the village, and they have street lights, and we don't. And this country needs even more land. And they cannot take care of their own people and their own land. That is huge. That is huge.
Mm. Well, that is certainly.
It's just not time. It's 21st century. It's not time about land. You don't conquer land. You conquer mind and hearts of the people. People don't. Those people from Russian government, they don't live in the reality of modern times. They have the mentality of 19th century. That was the time when people thought about conquering land. It's very different time now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate that we have this forum where we can have these conversations, hear your voice. I appreciate you so much, and the Ukrainian people and people in conflict all over the world. We have to get together. We have to understand that we're connected. We have to understand God did not put us on this planet to blow each other up. And hopefully the light that's getting shine in this experience will move us further along in that way. Please give your family members regards from us, and that we are praying for them and doing whatever we can to help as well. Randall, you had something you wanted to say. We're going to be closing out. I think, are we going to do the poem?
I think we are. Yes. We're going to do a poem from Amanda Gorman. That's how we're going to close out this this show. It is National Poetry Month.
Appreciation Month, yes.
Appreciation Month. But we appreciate you for coming on. And we're going to be there Saturday. If you could give a quick address to our people, what would you say to our people in Hudson and in Greene and Columbia County about what would you want to say? You have a minute. I want you to speak directly to them.
Well, let's just resume this information about upcoming event this Sunday. April 24th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., but it can go a bit longer. Mm. The weather should be fine. People come, listen to music. There will be seating. There will be food. You can enjoy food. You can enjoy music. You can come and go. It's absolutely open to everybody. The weather's supposed to be good. Kids are welcome. My 3-year-old is planning to be there. So just come. Let's meet. Let's talk, and let's enjoy the music.
And Marina, will you tell the people the address of the church, of the location?
Yes. It's on the ground of St. Michael's Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is 59th Partition Street, Hudson, New York. People know this business, Tauben Arding. It's across the street.
Yep. And if you want to find out more information, you can go to www.melmar.com. And you can find out more information about this event. Well, thank you so much. I know it's going to be kind of last minute, but thank you so much for coming on and telling us your perspective and your story and inviting us to this wonderful event.